Another one. Can't we just spend the day relaxing without any interruptions?
Don't be like that. Down here. Yes, at your feet, down here.
Down here.
Good, took you a while. Dear traveler, you have accepted the challenge.
The Zodiac Challenge.
Hosted by the Pisces sisters. I'm Zinli, and this creature is Vex.
Basically, you must swim through this to reach the stone and to complete the challenge. You're probably going to have to hold your breath for a long time.
The Zodiac Stone is located at the other side of this whirlpool.
Good luck!
Don't worry, it's all quite out. What did you do that for? He could have rejected the challenge.
Can't we just have a bit of fun?
Oof, you're impossible.
Look, I introduced us. Normally, I would have just dragged him in and be done with it. But you keep carrying on and insisting we do better.
Okay, I guess what's done is done.
Let's follow him. We'll need to dispose of his corpse anyway.
Oh my gosh, he's the first one.
I'm actually impressed.
Oh, this is a special day.
Indeed. Most humans would have died halfway through that underwater cave.
It's so fortunate that he washed up on shore.
Well, at least we don't have to dispose of his corpse. He's coughing and retching. It's kind of pathetic.
Come on, he made it. Now let's give him his just reward.
Fine. I guess he deserves it.
If you walk towards the end of the beach, just there, you will find the Pisces Zodiac Stone.
It's your reward, for you have survived the Whirlpool Underwater Cave Challenge.
It's made of solid gold, and it has the ability to teleport you to the start of the Zodiac Chamber, also to any beach in the world.
After you finish off your undignified display, you can go and get it, even straight away. Or maybe you could stick around if you're willing to receive your secondary reward.
Huh? What do you mean?
You see, I've been around the world. Zinli here mainly stuck around our home waters.
Where are you going with this?
She's not just shy. She's a shy little virgin. She hasn't been with anyone.
Why are you telling him that? What's the point of humiliating me?
Don't worry, dear sister. He's here. This is your chance.
He's just been through a near-death experience. What if he's not really into it?
Oh, he's going to be. Come over here.
What?
Shut up. Open your mouth and stick your tongue into mine.
What? Do you need to grope my, look, over there. I think he's hiding something in his shorts.
That's why I embraced and kissed you so. Male humans apparently find displays of affection between females quite captivating.
Well, it's not what you...
Oh, shush. Your nipples have hardened. You liked it as well.
You really think he would do that? After that traumatic challenge?
Don't worry. We will take care of you.
How?
Come and play with us. Go to that rock, the one by the shoreline. Just sit there. Now, Zinli, take off his pants. Just pull them off.
Wouldn't that damage them?
He wouldn't be concerned with that. Just do it. Do it. All right. He took them off for us.
Oh, wow.
See, he's quite up to the challenge. Zinli, this is your first cock. What do you think?
It's so pointy and upright. It's not particularly attractive, but it's alluring for some strange reason.
Look at it. His cock is perfectly sized. See how it pulsates and throbs.
It's so warm.
It's seeking attention. Go on, touch it.
Oh, did I startle you?
With both hands.
It twitched. Why does it do that?
He's okay with it. He just had a sudden rush of pleasure just then. It would have felt incredible for him. Go on, don't be shy. It won't bite. Touch it again. Don't let go. Prod it. Feel it.
Ah, oh, he's so breathless.
Ooh, this means he likes it. Move your hands. Feel the ridges. Try and find the bumps. Now look into his eyes. Stare at him as he reacts to your movements. That's the face of a human male who is quite taken by what you're doing to his cock, especially if it's done by a gorgeous, large-eyed, mythical creature like ourselves.
Something's coming out of his blowhole.
You silly one. That's not his blowhole. Humans don't have that.
What do you call it, then?
Doesn't matter. Just continue touching him. Good. That's what humans call pre-cum.
Oh, but what use is it for us?
It is apparently a bit of lubrication to aid them in making love to another human.
What are you doing to my finger?
Why
did you lick and suck it in such an exaggerated manner, like up and down my finger?
Oh, I just tasted it.
Huh?
That was also instructional for you. Now you do the same thing.
What do you mean?
Do I have to spell it out for you? Your tongue on his cock. No more questions. Get to it.
Oh, okay.
Lick it. Remember what I did to your finger. That's it. That's it. Now go around the shaft. Hold it with your hand. Feel free to move it with your hand. Yes. Yes, move it around. Now you have access to that harder to reach areas. Now lick there. Did you hear his moan? His breathing? That means you're doing it right. Don't stop. Just continue. Use his moans and grunts and twitches as your feedback. I won't be able to help you very much, even though I licked and sucked off many men. Each of them liked different things, so you have to figure out what his preferences are. That's half the fun. Come on, vary things up. Slow down. Slow down. Now speed up. Did you catch his reaction? Changing things up randomly. Keep him thrilled and interested. Also consider the fact that you're manipulating his most sensitive organ. Leaving himself vulnerable to you. You could squeeze it too hard, or you could even bite it off. But of course, he trusts you. He loves what you're doing to his cock, and the key thing is that you have to remember you're the one in control. Stop.
What?
I know those signs. He's about to finish.
Vex, why didn't you let him?
Most humans are happy to let you finish in that manner, and often spray their seed all over your face. But I want to show him something that only mermaids can do.
What's that?
Zinli, see all that pre-cum? Lick it up. Do you feel him twitch and move? Cocks are exquisitely sensitive, especially at the tip. Now open wide and take it in. Take it all in.
Like this?
Female humans have something called the gag reflex. It's because they need air to breathe. Stay there. Now swirl your tongue around the tip. Vary the movements. Keep him guessing. Oh, where was I? Where was I? Oh, yes. Humans need to breathe. Mermaids don't. Therefore, we can do this. Take it all. Take it all. Take it all down. Don't mind her. She can't choke. She'll be fine. Now just fuck her face. Thrust into her throat. More. 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 Harder and harder. We forced you into this trial and you nearly died. Consider this your due payment. Thrust harder. Harder. Fuck her face. Don't mind her tears. In fact, just look into her eyes. She can take it. Fuck her. Fuck her harder. Come. Come. Come for us. Come for us. Come. Stop. Don't swallow. Don't you dare swallow.
Why were you so mean to me? What did you do that for? You didn't have to steal so much. I worked really hard for it.
Don't worry. There's more where that comes from.
Oh, he went all soft.
Zinli, Zinli, Zinli. He could have left us at any time for that stone. However, he hasn't. Clearly, he wants more. Just give him a bit of time and I shall show him what an experienced mermaid with no gag reflex can do. You best watch and learn.